But Y is supported by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings may vary. This is But Why, a podcast for curious kids from Vermont Public Radio. I'm Jane Lindholm. On this show, we take questions from curious kids just like you. And sometimes the answers to those questions come from curious kids just like you. For today's episode, we got to ask the question. To celebrate the end of 2021 and the start of the new year, we thought we'd have a little fun and look to the future. So we asked you to send us your ideas for inventions, and you responded with ideas for things like flying cars, machines that do your chores for you, and invisibility cloaks and more. I think it's safe to say that some of your inventions are things we might actually see in the future, and some are probably the realm of science fiction or fantasy. But let's get started. Let's imagine a world that's a little bit different from the one we live in now. We are going to hear all the ideas you sent us, and to help inspire you to actually go make your invention, we are also going to talk with two kids who did turn their idea into reality. First, though, let's hear a few of your ideas, starting with how we might harness energy.
Hi, I'm Mara, and I'm 7 years old from Spokane, Washington. My idea for an invention is a solar-powered cooler. When we went camping, all our ice kept melting, and the cheese got all goopy. What if we use the energy from the sun to somehow cool the food that needs to stay cold?
My name is Elise, and I live in Madison, Wisconsin, but I'm truly from South Asia, and my invention is the battery-powered refrigerator that's powered by 4 AA batteries. And the reason why I'm building it is because in some countries or places, electricity doesn't work well.
Idris, it's awesome that you're trying to make things work better in places that don't have stable electricity. And Mara, so many inventions come from people's own experiences. A solar-powered cooler is an excellent idea.
My name is Sophie, and I'm 10 years old, and my great idea for an invention is a toy that has motion sensors, so when you wave to it, it'll say hello.
Sylvie, I would be waving at it all the time.
Hi, my name is Yasmin from South Orange, New Jersey, and I'm 10 years old. Something I would invent is a double bristle toothbrush because it would be so much easier to brush your teeth.
Good one, Yasmin.
Hi, my name is Zavi. I'm 7 years old from North Carolina. My invention would be magical notes. My mommy always gets great ideas while driving, but can't write them down because her hands are on the wheel. Magical notes would listen to mommy say her ideas out loud and type it out magically on her phone onto a notepad. Then later, mommy could read her ideas and write more. Magical Notes is hand-free note-taking and idea-making.
I bet your mom would love that, Zavi. You know what I would love? Penelope's invention, real fairy dust.
Hi, my name's Penelope. I'm Kinnerland Went Fairy Dust. All the kids will use my invention if they want to make a wish. My fairy dust will be the color rainbow. And it will be free to all children.
Free fairy dust for all the children. Come and get it.
I'm Thomas, and I'm from St. Louis.
And I'm four.
And I'm 4 and a half. And my idea is to make a robot trampoline that give you snacks whenever you want to, and you can watch TV while you bouncing.
That is one fancy trampoline.
I'm Lima, and I'm 6 years old, and I live in Vancouver, BC. And I want to invent a cup that can open for kids. Thank you. Bye.
Cool.
My name is Henry. I'm 10 years old, and I live in Atlanta, Georgia. If I could invent anything, I would invent an automatic fetch machine that will pick up and throw any type of balls for any type or size of dog. You can feed balls into a slot on the side of the machine. The ball will come out in the palm of the machine's hand. This machine is for dog owners that can't throw.
I bet even dog owners who can throw would like that, if they have a dog that never seems to get tired of playing fetch.
I'm Rob. I am 6 years old, and I live in Portland, Oregon, and I would like a slide that gives you an ice cream cone at the bottom.
A slide that gives you an ice cream cone at the end? Sign me up, Rowan. But here's a question for you. Do you think you'd get sick of ice cream after a while if every time you went on the slide you got one? Here's another ice cream-related invention.
Hello, my name is Sebastian. I am 7 years old, and I live in Hong Kong. My invention is an ice cream-making machine. How it works is that you put a dollar coin inside, and then out comes an ice cream.
Hi, my name is Ashay, and I'm 7 years old. I live in San Diego, California, and my invention is a vaccine that can make you live forever and can make a new planet.
Oh my gosh, this one vaccine is going to do both things at once? Wow. But you know, Ashay, you're going to have to also invent a spaceship that can take you to that new planet to explore it. Mira, who is 6 and lives in New Delhi, India, sent us a picture of the invention she'd like to make. It's shaped like the kind of whale called a narwhal, and here's Mira describing it.
So this is the picture of the narwhal that will help clean the ocean. So this is the narwhal's body. These are the claws. This is a chip packet and a bean container. And these are microplastics, so this, the horn will suck them up.
Okay.
And this is the main body of the narwhal. And over on its belly, it has like a compartment that can open and it can take in any sort of trash.
Wow, okay, that's wonderful.
So it's cleaned up almost all of this area in my picture.
Kind of like the Mermicorn, another kid created that we talked about in one of our previous episodes. I'm now picturing a whole pod of mechanical creatures cleaning up our ocean. I love it.
Hello, my name is Finn, and I am 8 years old and live in Gold Coast, Australia. My invention would be an app that if you find any feather, scan it. And the app would tell you what type of bird it was from. Thank you.
Oh, wow. I know a lot of people who would love that app.
Hello, my name is Lily. I live in Millersburg, Ohio, and I am 7 years old. My invention is a book light bracelet. You wear it at night to read a book when it's dark. Goodbye.
Yes, that sounds awesome. And like a way so many kids would try to sneak more books after bedtime. Don't think you're fooling us adults, Lily.
My name's Jolly. I'm 5 years old, and I'm from New Zealand. My invention is making a Big Bang machine so scientists can study it.
If we know more about the Big Bang, and we can know more about the universe.
A Big Bang machine would be fascinating. Okay, so let's say you have a good idea for an invention, like all the ideas we've already heard. How do you make that concept into reality, something people can actually use? We talked with two young people who did turn their idea into an invention.
I'm Mikhail Nukwi. I'm 14 years old, almost 15, and I live in Shelton, Connecticut.
I'm Ayan Nukwi. I'm 13 years old, and I'm from Shelton, Connecticut also.
Ayan and Mikhail created something called the Ornament Anchor. Ayan had the original idea when he was in fourth grade, trying to find something to do for a school-based invention convention.
I was just sitting at home trying to come up with an invention, and I saw my dog Zara, and her tail always hit her ornaments down. And I remember that year we broke like three of our ornaments because of just bumping into them, our dog hitting them. So I thought there has to be a solution, and I researched, and there was nothing on the market besides just hooks and ribbons. So I created the prototype, and so I found all the materials I needed. We went through multiple ideas of how it would work, and eventually we ended on the one that we thought was best. And then when I went to show my invention, everyone loved it. Like all the parents, all the kids, like all the teachers, they thought it was a genius invention.
Yeah, so it was a great success, and Ayan was able to invent Ornament Anchor for Invention Convention all the way back when he was in fourth grade, which to me is quite astonishing for somebody that young of an age to be able to go out, create something, test it, and show it, which I think is awesome.
But after the Invention Convention, that wasn't just it. Then you figured out a way to make it a real product that people could buy, and you had to protect yourself, right? You had to get a patent for it. You had to be able to make it something that somebody else who already had machinery and a big company couldn't just copy and make themselves. How did you do that?
So how we went about this was, first, I wanted to learn more about business. I wanted to learn more about entrepreneurship. And my parents are entrepreneurs. They're great mentors to us, but you can't really know enough about business if you haven't started a business. So I was like, okay, well, so let's start a business. And I asked Ayan, hey, do you remember that awesome idea that you had back when you were in fourth grade? Let's turn that into a business. So we turned it into a business, and we wanted to straight go out selling, but our parents told us, no, you need a patent. You need to be able to patent it so that nobody can steal your invention, nobody can make your invention, so that you keep your invention safe, so it's only you selling it. So that's what we did. We started off, we got a patent. We actually emailed a bunch of lawyers because we didn't have any money. So we emailed a bunch of lawyers. Hey, could you give us a free, like, what?
Free patent
and all that stuff.
We're a kid entrepreneur trying to make it. So, but unfortunately, we didn't get anyone to, like, respond.
Yeah, they all ignored our emails, which is kind of unfortunate.
But Ayan says in business, you always have to be prepared for everything. In case you haven't heard of that word patent before, a patent is a way to legally protect your idea so someone else can't take it and go make money off something you invented. Patents are issued by the government, and there are different patent laws in different countries. Generally, if you get a patent for your invention, anyone else who uses what you created has to get your permission first, and usually they have to pay you, at least for a certain amount of time. Since no lawyers wanted to help Ayan and Mikhail figure out how to patent Ornament Anchor for free, the boys did wind up paying for a lawyer to help them.
And the first thing you do before you start writing your patent is you do a patent search. You want to be able to see, is there any patents out there that could conflict with my existing idea or my patent that I want to create? Mm-hmm. So me and Ayan, one night, our lawyer gave us a massive patent search, and we just looked through it, right? Page after page after page. We read things. We looked at diagrams.
And we put sticky notes on, like, any
We put
sections.
Sticky notes on pages we thought might be similar to our product. We highlighted things that we thought might be similar to our product. For me and Ayan, we didn't have any patent that conflicted our product, luckily. So then we went on to the process where we start creating the patent. So what you want to do is you want to create diagrams of your product. So you can create a diagram, what it looks like, the different parts. You can label it. That's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You also want to be able to write. You can have your lawyer write a couple of things out for you so that as part of the written part of your patent. So it's a long process. For us, it took us like probably about a month. But I think it's an important part of the process so that you can keep your idea safe.
It sounds like you guys kind of thought that whole process was fun. Some people might think that was boring, but at least when you talk about it, you have enthusiasm for it.
I mean, it was...
Listen, I love that stuff. So, I mean, I might be the most boring kid ever out there, but I love that kind of... I mean, I'm literally wearing a NASA sweatshirt, so...
I think that it was... It might be boring, but doing it with the right people can make it fun. Like, me and Mickey, we're making jokes throughout the whole thing. It's like, oh, look at this invention. What do you think that does?
Yeah, and a lot of the inventions are from, like, the 1800s. So it's just a whole bunch of funny, like, what the heck is that thing? Like, who would even want that? So it actually is surprisingly fun. Making the patent is not as fun.
Because, maybe it's just that you think it's fun.
Because, like, the lawyer will give you a draft, right? And then you'll look at the draft and you'll be like, well, this isn't good. This word, this word, this word. And it's like a bunch of how can we make the patent the most general? Because the more general the patent is, the more that it covers. So that I'm actually a really good wordsmith. So I was able to put tons of, I'm a very critical person. I'll fix every single tiny issue that there is. I'm a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to that. So that's the not fun part. Having to go through it with the drafts, that's not fun. That's not fun.
But that's not the end. Once you have an idea and you have patented it, how do you actually make your invention or product so other people can use it too? In just a minute, Mikhail and Ayan will tell us how they did that.
But first, a message for the adults who are listening. We have support from Paramount Pictures' new movie, If, in theaters May 17th. This movie introduces audiences of all ages to Bea, a curious young girl with the ability to see everyone's imaginary friends, a.k.a. ifs. Get it? Imaginary friends? Bea joins forces with Cal, an adult who can also see ifs, and together they embark on a magical adventure seeking to reconnect forgotten ifs with their long-ago kids. Ryan Reynolds brings comedic energy to the film alongside precocious new star Kaylee Fleming. If you have or have ever had an imaginary friend, let If answer, what if everything you believed as a kid was real? If is in theaters May 17th. But first, a message for the adults who are listening. Support for our show comes from Oak Meadow. How is school going this year? If the answer is not great, maybe it's time to rediscover the joy of learning. Oak Meadow provides student-centered homeschooling curriculum and teacher-supported distance learning for K through 12. To learn how homeschooling can work for your family, visit oakmeadow.com.
This is But Why, a podcast for curious kids. I'm Jane Lindholm, and today we're learning about how Ayan and Mikhail Nakui took a cool idea, the ornament anchor that keeps your holiday ornaments on a Christmas tree, and turned it into something anyone can buy and use. They're inspiring us to make our cool ideas into a reality. And so many of you sent us really neat inventions that you would like to make someday. Before we get back to Ayan and Mikhail, let's hear from some of you who have ideas about how to help the environment.
My name is Krishang, and I am 11 years old. I live in London, England. And my answer to your challenge is, I would invent a machine that would be put in chimneys so when the CO2 comes out of the fire, it will be transformed into oxygen, which will come out of the chimney.
Hi, my name is Jana. I'm 7 years old. I'm from Hamburg, Germany. My invention is, you put cameras in stores and so people know that make those stuff like eggs and meat, that they know if they need to make more or not, so it doesn't get too much of it, so we don't throw so much in the trash can.
Hi, my name is Asia. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Amherst, Illinois. My idea for an invention is a robot that up trash every time someone
glitters, day and night. Hello, my name is Alexander. I live in South Africa, in Cape Town. I'm 5 years old. I think I want to make a car that uses plants that dry. Because I think that we need a car that doesn't use energy or fuel, just plants. So then we won't have to throw away land we cut off, so then we can just use it for a car.
Hi, my name is John. I live in South Kingstown, Rhode Island. I am 9 years old. My invention is a giant tube that sucks up trash from space. it will prevent all of the trash from Earth. So the tube, it sucks up trash from Earth at 500 miles per hour, goes up to space, and then there's this workspace where people control the vacuum. So the trash goes up, 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 all the way up to the tube, and it shoots it out.
Hello, I'm from Dublin, Ireland. I'm 6, and I'm storm emerging that can stop all the storms.
Hi, but why? My name is Hannah. I'm from Langley, British Columbia. I'm 6 years old, and my invention, I used it for little inventors, is called the APS. It helps everybody with the air so they can breathe. And it has a charger, a tank, a pipe, and then in the middle is a purifier. And it helps everybody just so the air can be clean.
These are all fantastic inventions. By the way, Hannah mentioned Little Inventors. That's a contest where young people can submit invention ideas and maybe even get them made. Which reminds me, we've been talking with two kids who did get their invention made. Ayan and Mikhail Nakwi made something called the ornament anchor, and they told us how they had to get a patent for their invention to make sure no one else had already made something like it and to protect their unique idea. So what else did they have to do? Here's Mikhail.
We created a website because we wanted to sell that. We started a manufacturing process so that we could get a certain amount of units over here. And what we wanted to do that year was our dad told us, okay, you have an amazing idea. But now we don't know if anyone wants to buy it. We don't know if it's going to sell. So what we did that year was market testing. Market testing is a way for you to figure out if people actually want to buy your product. And then you can figure out other things like what kind of people are going to buy your product, what selling points are best for your product, like what types of product, like if you have different colors or sizes, like what resonates with people better. So what we did that year is we went and booked a couple of Christmas and craft fairs around our area. And we wanted to see, you know, we wanted to do some market testing. So we were at our first fair. Right? Mm-hmm. First one ever, first time Ornament Anchor was going to sell. But me and Ayan were super nervous. We were super nervous because we didn't want to get the first customer. I was like, Ayan, you do it. And he was like, no, you do it. You do it. You do it. So Ayan eventually convinced me, saying that, well, if you get the first order, then you can be the person to say, I got the first Ornament Anchor order. So I went out and I went up to someone and I was like, hey, have you heard about Ornament Anchor? And they were like, no, obviously, because we hadn't showed it to anyone yet. So, and then within the first 6 hours of selling, going up to people, grabbing them, doing a little sales pitch, we made over $1,000, which was insane to us. Yes. And over that whole course of that year, we went to about 5, 6, 7, maybe craft fairs. And people just loved it. They loved Ornament Anchor. They loved everything about it. And I think what you have to do is you have to be able to put yourself out there. You can't just have an idea and say it was a good idea. You have to be able to act on it by creating a patent in that website and going out and selling it, right?
Definitely.
Because of all their hard work, you can now find Ornament Anchor in stores. And these kids even went on a TV show called Shark Tank because of their invention. Mikhail has advice for those of you interested in something like what they did, who just don't know where to start.
One thing you should probably try and do is find a mentor, maybe, because mentors help, right? They are able to guide you through the process. They're able to teach you many things. And if not, there's this amazing tool in the 21st century that we can use. And I don't know, have you guys heard of this thing called the internet? It's amazing because you can literally look up anything. You can start searching things. It's literally like your own personal online mentor to help you through the process. So even though it might be a bit daunting, the internet can help you and it can guide you through the process so that it doesn't seem as confusing. Yeah. It seems simple. I mean, I know I don't explain things that well, so it probably sounded extra confusing coming from me. But trust me, there's people, professional people online who are literally their entire job is to explain things and make it sound easy for you.
But obviously you have to be careful because a lot of things on the internet can be fake. Exactly. So you have to be careful to make sure you're going to trustworthy websites, and also making sure that you're responsible with who you talk to and obviously, you know, the cyber stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes, you should definitely have an adult help you look things up and find information on the internet. There are also camps and invention clubs that help young people make their ideas a reality. Thank you so much to Ayan and Mikhail Nakui. One of the really cool things about inventing is that there are so many different types of inventions. Ayan and Mikhail invented something to fix an annoying problem they were already experiencing. Lots of inventions start that way, with a problem that someone would like to fix. Like this one.
My name is Nora, I'm 7 years old, and I live in Evanston, Illinois. And if I could invent anything, it would be a shot that doesn't involve needles.
That would be so helpful to so many people, Nora. You might want to go back and listen to our COVID vaccine episode to learn more about why so many vaccines use needles in the first place.
My name is Rana. I'm 7 years old, and I am from Reading, UK. I want to explain to you my invention, a bully behavior changer. The bully behavior changer is a simple gun that shoots lasers. So how it works is that you take it out, zap a bully with it. Once you have stopped zapping them, their behavior will have changed from a bad behavior to good behavior. And that is how my machine works. There is some science behind it, but I don't know what the science is yet.
A bully behavior changer that you zap a bully with. Wow. I cannot wait to hear more when you finish your research into that science, Rana. How about this invention?
My name's Naylin. I live in Vancouver, BC. I'm 8 years old, and what I would like to invent is a TV that not only reads a book, but displays it in pictures.
Neat. Some inventions come from pure imagination, and the things we think would just be fun, like flying cars.
My name is Cora. I'm 9 years old. I live in Piedmont, South Carolina. And if I could invent anything, I would invent flying cars.
Hello, it's Linus from San Francisco, California. And I am 8 years old. And I think we should invent a flying car because it would be cool to get a bird's eye view of everything and everyone.
Speaking of travel, several of you would like to try time traveling.
Hi, my name is Aiden. I am 7.5 years old and I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. I would like to invent a teleportation pod so I can visit my grandparents and cousins in India and also visit other planets if I feel like it.
My name is Warner Brown. I am 12 years old and I live in Seattle, Washington. And I want to invent a time machine so I can travel to the past.
Hi, my name is Penelope. I'm from Toronto, Ontario, and I'm 9 years old. My invention is a time teleporter, so we could go back in time and bring a vaccine with us, and so we could go to the person who first got COVID, and then COVID wouldn't even exist now.
Hi, my name is Louis. I'm 7 years old. I live in Cape Town in South Africa, and I would like to invent glasses that when you put them on, you can read people's minds. And a teleporting suit, and you can go back to the French Revolution, but then you'd be invisible.
My name is Millen. I live in Berkeley, California, and I would invent a invisible teleporting machine. So when my parents say I have to do my homework, I could escape and go to my cousin's Ellen's house and play with her and live with her.
Ha! An invention to escape homework and go play with your cousin. Good one. There are other inventions you've designed to get out of stuff you don't want to do. Here are some of them.
Hi, my name is Buster, and I'm 10 years old, and I would like to invent a robot that does the dishes for me.
Hi, my name is Juno. I live in South Germany.
I am 8 years old, and my invention is a robot that brushes your teeth, gets your clothes on, does your dinner ready, and helps you with the schoolwork.
Hello, my name is Oliver, and I am 5 years old. I'm from Kentucky. If I was going to invent something, I would make a robot that can do everything, because my parents have to do everything. The dogs mess up my dad's seat for when he sleeps, and my mom and my dad have to do the dishes and the laundry and make the bed.
Hi, my name is Hanley. I'm 8.5 years old, and I live in Arlington, Virginia. And I want to invent a troll machine. And the troll machine, when you need to do a troll, you program, you do like code troll, like program it to do that troll. It can do your chores. Because I know most people don't like to do their chores.
A programmable chore machine that does your chores for you sounds like something a lot of adults would really like too, Hanley. This next invention was inspired by the book Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Here's Connor.
An invention that turns water into food.
How would that help the world?
To make it rain food. Rain food.
Yeah. You want to feed people?
Yeah.
And this one was probably inspired by the Harry Potter books or movies.
Hello, my name is Henry. I'm from New York, New York City. I'm 7. I don't live in New York City. I live in St. Louis. But my idea, invention, is an invisibility cloak. Like, it just looks like regular clothes, but when you press a button on it, hidden somewhere, I don't know where yet, but somewhere, it makes you invisible. I would use it to probably, like, pull pranks on my family.
Before we go today, here are 3 last inventions that are all really helpful.
My name is Nuseba. I am 7 years old, and I'm from Union City, and I would invent something that little young kids, so they could, it would help them reach stuff under the couch, maybe under the bed, on a really high shelf. And why I would invent it? To help them get stuff. Let's say something's on a high, really high bookshelf, and they can't get it, so this tool could help them get the book. Or whatever they need. Maybe it's a toy. Maybe something that Mama doesn't want them to use or something like that.
My name is Becky. I live in Liverpool, New Jersey. I'm 7 years old. And if I could invent anything, I would invent a parent maker that would help kids go to sleep when their parents leave.
Hi, my name is Cameron. I live in Toronto. I'm 8 years old. My invention is different car honks, loud, soft, and medium. I thought about this invention because the other person can know if you're mad at them or if you're just saying, come on, what are you waiting for?
I really want that for my car, Cameron. Wow, I am truly impressed by all of you who sent us your ideas. You have such good observations about the way the world works and the ways it could work better, or the things you wish you could make happen, even if they seem like a fantasy. I hope some of your ideas will go on to become real inventions, and don't forget to tell me about it when you get your first patent. We'll leave it there for now. We're putting this episode out on the very last day of 2021, and as Melody and I look back on the last year, doing this show, with your help, has been the highlight of a challenging year for us. So thank you for sharing your questions, your ideas, and your curiosity with us. Remember, if you have a question for us about anything, have an adult record it. It's easy to do using a voice recording app on a smartphone. Then you can have your adult email the file to questions@butwhykids.org. We can't wait to hear what you're curious about in 2022. But Why is produced by Melody Baudette and me, Jane Lindholm, at Vermont Public Radio and distributed by PRX. Our theme music is by Luke Reynolds, and we had additional music this week from Blue Dot Sessions. We'll be back in 2 weeks with an all-new episode. Until then, stay curious.
From PRX.